Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day following uproar by opposition parties on the alleged police action during students' protest over knee tissue. The Lok Sabha was adjourned several times today amid repeated disruptions as Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh introduced the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill proposes stricter penalties, including imprisonment of up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, confiscation of properties of convicted offenders, special fast-track courts, completion of investigations within 2 months, and trials within 3 months of filing the charge sheet. Speaker Om Birla and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju urged members to allow discussion on the bill, saying 6 hours had been allotted and 91 amendments had been received. The minister expressed concern over the behaviour of opposition parties and said that disrupting discussion on such an important bill sends a very wrong message. In the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home Nityanand Rai moved the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026 for discussion. The bill seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem, Jan Gan Man. The Uttar Pradesh government today informed the Supreme Court that it has set up a 4-member Special Investigation Team or SIT headed by Inspector General of Police for the Lucknow Range, Kiran S., to probe the alleged embezzlement of the donations received by the Ram Temple Trust in Ayodhya. The team will also include a DIG rank officer, a senior superintendent of police, and an additional SP. The top court asked the state government to include a forensic auditor as the 5th member of the SIT, which will submit its first status report within 2 weeks. Meanwhile, a special court in Uttar Pradesh today extended the judicial custody of all 8 accused in the alleged Ram Temple donation theft case by 14 days. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the Ukrainian ambassador, Dr. Oleksandr Polishchuk, following the attack on commercial vessel MV Omorafi, in which an international was killed. The ministry conveyed its serious concern over the incident and condemned in strongest terms such attacks on commercial shipping and highlighted their adverse impact on the safety of maritime navigation, freedom of navigation, and international commerce. Heavy rain continues to affect several parts of the country. In Odisha, a deep depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal has triggered torrential rainfall. The IMD has issued a red warning for heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rain today. In Jammu and Kashmir, a landslide blocked the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway in Udhampur district. Traffic has been partially restored, allowing a fresh batch of 3,823 Amarnath pilgrims to cross. In Doda district, the main bridge was temporarily closed for safety inspection after suspected cracks were noticed. In Assam, the flood situation has improved as waters have receded in most affected areas. Over 37,000 people remain in 109 relief camps. IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Vidarbha till tomorrow. Two-time Olympian Sajan Prakash qualified for the men's 200-meter butterfly final after finishing as the 6th fastest swimmer overall in the heats at the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow today. Prakash finished second behind Scotland's Duncan Scott. Sajan Prakash will now compete in 8 men finals slated later tonight. ISSF Shooting World Cup, India's Isha Singh grabbed the gold in the women's 25-meter pistol event in Hangzhou, China today. She upstaged Olympic medalist Manu Bhakkar, who took the bronze to complete a double podium finish for India. Home Minister Amit Shah and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal have congratulated Indian shooters Isha Singh and Manu Bhakkar on their impressive performances. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed 1% higher. The Sensex climbed 776 points to close at 76,836, while Nifty rose 229 points to settle at 23,996. And global crude oil prices plunged around 7% today after US and Iran paused military strikes over the weekend. International benchmark Brent crude was trading 7.9% down at $89.11 per barrel in intraday trade. And that is the end of this news bulletin.